God will not be mocked. Were you watching this morning out of Texas, SpaceX attempting to launch the largest rocket ever launched by a private company, exploding, completely destroyed as it could not penetrate the firmament. Uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. Well, did you know that Guantanamo Bay Prison is still in operation? Yeah, seriously. We're not talking about real raw news here. All the way back in the 2008 presidential campaign, Barack Hussein Obama promised to close that prison if he won. Well, he did win, but when he was inaugurated, one of his very first acts was to sign an executive order to shut the prison down, but despite that, it never happened. Well, we know the press has always been in the tank for Obama, so they just shut up about it. Forget it, like it never happened. Just shove it in the memory hole. Well, now the war on terror is over. The press shoves that in the memory hole also because the Taliban is back in control in Afghanistan. It's like the whole damn thing never even happened. Well, except for teaching the importance of transgenderism to Pashtun tribesmen and looking the other way while warlords raped little boys. And besides the TSA making flying miserable and the permanent surveillance state expansion, don't try to send $600 or more. Thank you, Patriot Act. But besides all of that, it's like it never even happened. But Gitmo is still there. And there are still 31 prisoners languishing there. They're probably bad dudes. They probably deserve to be there and be tortured and be executed. But after what we've seen from our government for the last 20 years, do you really trust them holding anyone indefinitely in some offshore prison? Or are those prisoners just being held there in the service of another lie, perpetuated by the empire of lies? Yep, that seems plausible because now there's new filings for the Guantanamo Military Commission that raise questions about this exact matter. The court filings date back to 2021, but they were heavily redacted at the time. Well, now uncensored versions have unexpectedly come out. And they claim that the CIA recruited two of the 9/11 hijackers before they flew planes into the World Trade Center, allegedly. These court filings say that the CIA used Saudi Arabia as a go-between in order to circumvent laws that bar the CIA from conducting spy operations on American soil, on Americans. Richard Gage is an architect in the Bay Area with more than 30 years of experience. He's also the founder and former CEO of Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, which has amassed more than 3,500 members over the years. For two decades, Richard and his wife Gail have been leading the charge for a deeper investigation into the destruction of all three World Trade Center skyscrapers 20 years ago. Richard joins us now. Richard Gage, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Thanks, Stu. Great to be with you again.
So if I want somebody dead and I go contract a killer, does that make the killer immune for liability or prosecution because I used a go-between?
It's worse than that, Stu. The CIA is going to try to spin this to say, oh, no, we were just trying to infiltrate Al-Qaeda. But you see, the documents, which anybody can download right off the RT Today, Russia Today article by Levchitz, you can download it. It's 20 pages. It's the testimony of the lead investigator for the defense organization in the military commission. And in it, he has spent 5 years interviewing FBI agents, half a dozen of them, 9/11 commission investigators, a whole bunch of them. And their testimony is absolutely damning. It not only shows the Saudi involvement in the payment and aiding of two of the hijackers, Al-Hazmi and Al-Midar, but scooting this thing all along and hiding it from the FBI, the Alex Station secret center that the CIA put together with FBI agents had tracked the travels of Al-Hazmi and Al-Midar to Kuala Lumpur to a secret meeting, which was videotaped. And then that was 18 months before 9/11. And then within weeks after that meeting, that was an Al-Qaeda meeting, they were allowed into the U.S. So the CIA knew they were at this meeting. They were allowed into the U.S. anyway. And they were then aided in finding an apartment by Al-Bayoumi, a Saudi intelligence official. So the details of this are absolutely stunning because the FBI is going, we got to get this because these guys are now in the U.S. We've got to get this to the FBI. And the CIA stopped them. And they stopped them for almost 18 months until the last minute in August when the CIA finally said to the FBI, oh, we lost them. You've got to find them. So what did they do? They set up the FBI as the scapegoat of intelligence failures. When they all along were facilitating this. You see, we know, Stu, that this is an inside operation by the fact that the all three of these buildings, Building 7 and Building 1 and 2, came down in a controlled demolition. This is evidence that we've been putting out for 18 years now that you alluded to earlier. So since we have the irrefutable, overwhelming evidence of the explosive demolition of all three of these towers on our website, richardgage911.org. The CIA cannot spin this as a, oh my God, we weren't trying to facilitate this. We were trying to track them. No, the whole darn thing, Stu, is an inside operation. And it is plain to see this is just icing on the cake that's been given to us by RT, the author Levshitz, and with this damning testimony from Canestraro, the 5-year investigator at Guantanamo.
So your detractors are going to say, "Well, this is just Russian disinformation." To them, you say what?
This is an official court document from the Guantanamo military commission.
Just so happens that RT is the only outlet that has the integrity and the testicular fortitude to actually broadcast it. Well, in the meantime, the BlackRock funded, Vanguard funded, Pfizer funded, Fox is going to completely ignore this. What is the motivation of the press to continue to cover this?
You mean why are they censoring it? Is that your question?
Yep.
Because that's exactly what they are doing and will continue to do. And if it gets so bad that the FBI, the CIA has to respond, they're going to spin it. And it will
be obvious. Intend to make it really bad. But here's the thing. They can spin it and they can say that. They can say that they were trying to infiltrate, but they knew when they were here. So the CIA did, in fact, conduct operations on American soil because they knew when they were here. They were surveilling these people when they were here in the United States. Isn't that right? I mean, how am I losing track of this?
The least of their crimes.
Yeah, well, lay it out for us. What are the real serious crimes here?
Well, J. Michael Springman, who ran the visa department in the Department of State at the consulate office in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, was constantly refusing to allow these Saudis into the U.S. for visas, and he was constantly being overridden by the CIA. And this was back in the very late 90s. He knew, 88, 89, 90. He knew that the CIA was allowing people who were suspected of terrorist links into the United States for training and sent to Afghanistan for fighting the Soviets. He was at that era as well. So this is a pattern that the CIA has had and apparently continued in the preparations for 9/11.
Would Bush 43 have known about this?
I don't know if they kept him in the dark or not. I think I would if I were Cheney. Keep that mind in the dark.
Yeah. So who has operational control at this time over the CIA? Who knew about this?
Good question. Let's find out, Stu. You're the investigative journalist. I'm an architect. I can prove that these buildings were brought down by explosive controlled demolition with high energy explosives and thermite. The evidence given to us by the FEMA report early on shows hot sulfur corrosion attack on the steel, liquid molten iron invading the grain boundaries of the steel in the World Trade Center. One and two and seven. So this evidence that we've gone over in previous versions, episodes with you is absolutely damning. And together with the icing on the cake, right here is we'll put the CIA away for a long time, along with those who back them. You asked who they are. Well, who's censoring this incredible information? Well, 95% of the mainstream media is owned by just five corporations. Who owns those? The same people who run the corporations in the arms industry, the oil industry, the banking industry, the insurance industry, all of whom profited enormously from 9/11. This is a huge problem for all of us. And of course, what was their goal? We have the Patriot Act, the Military Commissions Act, the National Defense Authorization Act of 2012. And any of us today can be arrested for without a right to a lawyer, a trial, a jury. We can be tortured. We can even be assassinated. So we have huge problems in this country that remain for the last 20 years since the Patriot Act.
When I say that we are living under a corporate government crime syndicate, a murderous regime, when I say that our government is the most corrupt government on the face of the planet, and when I say that our government has openly declared war on the American people, I'm not only just talking about the Pfizer bioweapon clot shot, I'm also talking about dating all the way back to 9/11 and even before. It has always been the intention of the globalist elite to kill you and to take your kids and to target them for mutilation and pedophilia and sex trafficking. It has always been their intent to keep you under their thumb. It has always been the intent to rob every single dollar that you've ever worked hard to earn or even harder to save. It has always been their intent to keep you fat and obese and lazy and on the couch. It has always been their intent to slaughter you. You are a useless eater, and our government is the perpetuator of all of the evil that we've seen on this planet. If anybody believes that 9/11 was just performed by some rogue Muslim extremist terrorists coming from, you know, Pakistan and Saudi Arabia and Afghanistan, you're dead wrong. Your government did this to you, and we're going to get to the bottom of all of it. I'm going to dig into who exactly it is that should have known about all of this. Richard Gage, thank you for bringing this to our attention, because 95% of the media is owned by the same five corporations, like you said, all of the people with their feet in the Epstein bubble as well. These people are criminals. The Rockefeller criminal banking system, by the way, the one that Vladimir Putin kicked out of his country, instigating all of the bodies to be buried in that corrupt country of Ukraine and start this proxy war with Russia. They have to label him the bad guy because he's the only man from where we sit that we can see standing between what's left of this free world and this one world governance, Agenda 2030, Great Reset, New World Order, behold the pale horse. This is not a conspiracy theory at all. This is fact, and now it's in black and white. The CIA should be immediately abolished, and all of its agents should be arrested and sent to Gitmo. Just, thank God that it's still open. Final words,
just like
30
John
seconds.
Kennedy wanted to do.
Yeah, exactly. And what happened to him?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Well,
Richard Gage, thank you so much for being here. We certainly appreciate it. God bless you.